Earth Alpha Status Report, 1,150 days after leaving Earth's orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. During the many months of our space journey, we've kept a full record of everything that has happened. That record is now being reviewed. Our computer is assessing what we've learned from the past and transferring that data to the main computer memory banks. So, our computer is fully engaged, and some of our non-scientific personnel are having a bit of a rest.
Much good that does.
What's the matter, John? Don't you like having an easy time?
Oh, I'd like it much better if my off-duty time coincided with yours. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't. Not once. Not once since we started this memory rewind.
Well, maybe the computer will pick out some memories of us together. Then we can learn from the past.
I'd rather get back to the present.
What's that coming up now?
Change.
That's not from the memory track.
No, that's happening now.
John.
Yasko, show me the horizon.
We're changing course.
The moon can't be off course. That's impossible.
Maya, what's pulling us?
I have no reading, Commander.
Yasko, find something on that screen.
It looks the same as it always does.
Maya, what factor could be involved in a change of course that we couldn't read?
Just one, a gravity pull from space.
Locate that gravity source.
The computer's still reviewing the memory tracks.
Cancel the review.
Review canceled. Gravity scan in progress.
Come on, come on! I want to know what's pulling us off course.
Predicted position of gravity source. No prediction.
That's correct.
Yasko, I want a 360-degree visual scan. Evacuation procedure.
Medical center, prepare to evacuate.
Research unit, prepare to evacuate.
All Eagles, prepare to evacuate. Repeat, prepare to evacuate.
Eagle 10 to remain on standby to evacuate command personnel.
Check rate of change.
Change constant, but rate of close accelerating.
We're getting closer to whatever's pulling us. And we don't have much time.
Evacuate. Identify.
Estimates only.
Estimates only what? Now, why isn't our computer dealing with this?
Well, I don't know. It seems to have slowed up.
Is that what's pulling us off course?
No, Commander. I calculate that's a small planet with no more gravity pull than we have.
Focus and magnify. Wait a minute. Intercept.
Eagles 1 and 2, intercept unknown spaceship approaching Moonbase Alpha. Command Center will guide you. On target. Eagle 1 to Moonbase. We have visual.
Koenig to Eagle 1. Are you having abnormal gravity from that spaceship?
No, sir. Gravity is normal.
Eagle 1 to Eagle 2, angle 10 degrees from me. Eagle 1 to spaceship. Eagle 1 to spaceship, can you receive me? We are friendly.
Hello, Eagle 1. Am I glad to hear your voice? Eagles from planet Earth. And is that or is that not the dear old Moony Moon Moon?
Eagle 1 to spaceship, that is the moon. Identify yourself.
Oh, yes, hello, Eagle, how are you? My spaceship is a Swift, also originating from planet Earth.
I was on a star mission with three other Swifts and a mothership. We left Earth in 1996.
Let's try to check that out.
It's working. Star mission in 1996, mothership and four Swifts under Captain Michael.
What happened to the expedition?
There was a communications break. Fate unknown.
Swift to Eagle 1. Hey, there used to be a base on the moon. What was it? Alpha. Is it still there? Is it manned?
Moon base Alpha is operational.
Yeah, we'd be more operational if I knew about that gravity pull. Any more data?
No, Commander. I'll check if it's a real gravity threat or if our computer has developed a fault.
Swift to moon base Alpha. Swift to moon base Alpha. Hello there. Hey, listen, you guys, I haven't seen or heard anybody for long enough. I've given up. Hey, I tell you what, can I come down and have lunch with you?
Moonbase Alpha to Swift. All right, come on down and have lunch with us.
Section. This applies to missiles standing by for evacuation. Target, incoming spaceship, an old Swift from Earth.
Weapon section armed and ready.
Standing by.
Eagles remain on standby.
On standby.
We'll investigate Swift. Helena. This is the commander of Moonbase Alpha. We're coming aboard.
No one there, sir. No sign of anyone, sir.
The ship is in good order.
Yes, sir.
But empty.
That's right, Doctor.
Okay, fellas. Okay. You've had your inspection. You're well armed, I see. You know, I get the fact that you really are from planet Earth, so that's okay. We're all friends.
Where are you?
Just coming out. Where's your commander?
Right here.
What's your name?
Koenig.
What's your name?
Oh, lady, what a question. I haven't got a name. No, you stay there, okay? I'll come and meet you. Koenig?
Yeah, that's me.
And you're the lady.
I'm Dr. Russell.
Well, how are you, Dr. Russell? Shall we go into the moon base? Would you excuse me? Just break it up, will you, fellas? And look, don't find it. Very rude. Oh, there aren't any steps or stairs, are there?
No.
Because I'm on wheels and I can't cope with the bumps. They didn't think of that when they made me. And you guys, you watch my antenna. But I better tell you what's what, huh? Who I am, I mean.
Yes, who are you?
Well, like I said, Star Mission 1996. Our mothership and the other Swifts landed on that planet. We called it Planet D. And they died. All of them. They just died. I've been orbiting ever since, waiting for another Earth mission to turn up.
Were you a member of the original crew?
I'm only the talking, seeing head, the brain. The rest of me is that old computer on the Swift. My antenna allows me to move about while still keeping contact with my body, so to speak. Don't step on my antenna! Gives me the heebie-jeebies, not to mention a headache.
Sorry.
What do we call you?
Well, like I said, I haven't got a name. There's only one of me, so I don't need a name, do I?
Brain.
Well, that's not my name. That's what I am. The first word I ever said was brain, only I got it wrong. I said Brian. Well, that's a name. If you want to give me a name, call me Brian.
All right, Brian. We wouldn't want to get you wrong.
Okay, lady. Kenny, shall I lead the way?
After you.
Fine. Wee, that's nice.
We've had an odd change of course on Alpha. Has your computer...
Oh, what?
Have you recorded it?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, change of course? What do you mean, change of course? What's pulling you?
That's what we want to know.
You mean a gravity pull? Like from Planet D? Well, a collision course for Planet D won't be so funny. Gee, I'll check on that.
He can help us.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I'm fine. I'm just okey-doke. I really am. You know, it's really nice to see you. I thought I was going to have to wait for a century or so. How do you do? Yeah, I'm sorry I can't shake hands. I haven't got a hand, but you can pat me if you like. Well, go on. Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Oh, will you take a look at that trolley? Yellow plastic wheels. Whoa! No, I'm just kidding, really. I mean, that trolley don't mean anything to me. We're just good friends. I mean, yellow wheels. Oh. Hey, look, your computer's the same as mine. Mark 10 holographic programming. Yeah. You know, him and me, we are compatible. Koenig, thanks for having me on board. Listen, I'll get back and I'll check that change of course.
What about that lunch you wanted?
Well, I haven't got a digestive system. A couple of kilowatts does me. Oh, doctor, would you like a personally conducted tour of inspection of my humble abode?
Thank you. I'd like that very much.
Well, I ask you because, being the doctor, maybe you can throw some light on the death of my crew. Not to say, my captain.
I'll be glad to try to help.
Why, On we go.
Mind if I come along?
Mind? No. Why should I mind? I'd be delighted, really. Get all sorry, everybody. Right, this way, huh? Hmm? Ah, all these doors are so narrow.
Wow. What do you make of that?
I'm not sure.
Well, what is it?
It's a self-programming computer. Self-monitoring, too.
Was it alive?
Well, that's a difficult question. It doesn't breathe, it doesn't reproduce. Depends what you mean by alive.
Well, I don't know what I mean. But that sure made my day.
Tony.
Uh-huh.
I've got a bad feeling about that machine.
A bad feeling?
Mm.
Oh, come on, Maya. Well, give it a chance. It's doing a check for us. We don't know where we're heading yet. You know what your problem is? Your brain works like a computer, so you're jealous of that other computer.
I have a bad feeling. What are they doing on Swift? Open a channel.
Okay.
No response.
We've been cut off. Where are they?
Oh!
Where are you taking us?
I'm sorry, sir. We took off. Now, don't panic me or we'll all be in trouble. Let me be until I get the ship under control.
Let you be.
John, it's just a machine.
What do you think you're doing?
Shut up! Wow, way up! I'll just go through for a minute.
You all right?
Yeah. Am I all right? I've got to be.
I wasn't talking to you. Where are you going?
I'm going to my pilot console.
Moonbase Alpha.
No, wait. This is where we're going.
Planet D.
You got it, lady. Commander, it's channeled through me.
Program the spaceship to return to Alpha.
If you fire that and kill me, the airlocks will open. And you and the lady will be swept into space. And if you make a move for the spacesuits, I'll let the air out. So sit down, both of you. Sit down or I'll spit you out. I don't need air, do I?
Let me communicate with Alpha.
Why not? Put your gun down on the shelf.
Why are you taking us to Planet D?
Put your gun down and I'll tell you. I'm not gonna harm you.
I don't trust you.
Hard luck. Put your gun on the shelf. You know, Koenig, I can't eject one without the other, and if you go into space, she goes. One, two. Shall I open the airlock and out you go? Put your gun on the shelf, Koenig, near the airlock panel. That's it, behind you.
Let us through to Alpha.
I'd give you service with a smile, lady, but I can't smile, as you can imagine, although I do have a very pretty face. There's the service on the screen.
There's no picture, whichever button I press.
Try a straight line to the medical center.
Nothing but a mathematical sine wave. Try the memory bank. What date is it?
The same. What diameter is this moon?
The same?
Yep.
The computer's either had its memory wiped or the links to it have been paralyzed.
Well, either way, Moonbase Alpha is blind.
The brain had the same computer as ours. When it got in here, it somehow gave the command, eradicate. Is that true? You've blinded them so they can't communicate?
I guess so.
You can't even tell where the horizon is. Are we on a collision course or are we going into orbit around some gravity center?
I've been sitting on Eagle One waiting to hear from you. What's going on?
Our communications have been wiped out.
All of them?
Yeah.
What about the computer on Eagle One?
It's functioning, but we can't get an answer from you.
Hey, wait a minute. Fraser, could you fly without guidance from base computer?
I suppose so.
The commander and Dr. Russell have been abducted on that Swift, and we've got to get them back.
I'll go after them.
Now, we'll go after them with a whole squadron of Eagles. Come on, Mile.
Squadron. Swift seems to want us to catch up.
It could be a trap.
Circle target. Let me talk to them.
Anything you want, Connie, go ahead.
Tony. John. Return to Alpha.
But they're prisoners.
That's so. But if you don't go back, your computer will be blinded like Moonbase Alpha. And you won't be able to get back. We can't just leave you. You must.
Tell them you're okay. I've got food and drink. What do you want, music? I got music.
We're being looked after. We're safe. Acknowledge command. Acknowledge, Tony. Command received. Did you check whether the moon and planet D are on a collision course?
Sure. The moon and planet D are not on a collision course.
What course are they on?
They're going in circles round each other, and they'll go on spinning round each other until the end of time.
What is this brain, some crazy hijacking slot machine?
Who the slot machine, you plastic pin brain, you?
Eagle One, return to Alpha. I want all personnel back on Moonbase.
Yes, sir.
You know, what you've shown, Koenig, is leadership. I'm very impressed. I'm making a note.
All communications cut. They can't see or hear us now.
I can guide you.
Okay, send all the other Eagles back. We'll go on. We've got our own foolproof computer. Maya.
Thank you.
Where's the Swift heading for?
Planet D.
I want to be on Planet D, waiting when that thing gets there.
What's Planet D like?
Just like the moon.
Is it over there?
Yeah, but there's a kind of mist that could be poison. Oh, come on, folks, be happy. I brought you together here. I'm offering you all the time in the world. Don't you love each other?
No.
Of course not.
Do you mind if I test that? I've got to know. Now, we've got two airlocks in the passenger module. I want one of you in each.
Well, what if we don't?
Well, how about this?
Oh! Ultraviolet!
Shut your eyes.
Won't do no good. Your eyes are gonna shrivel up.
Please, turn it off!
Get into the airlock.
All right, just turn it off. Turn off the light.
Now, into the airlock. Come on, come on, come on. You're all right. That ultraviolet never fails. Thank you, come along.
You there?
Right.
Okay.
That's fine, colleague. That's fine. Now, don't worry. And now you, lady, into the next one. Okay, good girl. You're gonna be all right. It's just something I've gotta know about you two. I've really got to know. Koenig, do you love this lady?
No, I don't.
Dr. Helena Russell, do you love this man?
No, I don't.
Yeah. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna let the air out. Slowly. You see a button in your airlock, the black one? Do you see the black one? Now, at any time, folks, while the air's getting thinner, you can press your button, and that will channel your remaining air to the other airlock. You get it? Koenig, if you press your button, all the rest of your air goes to the lady. And Dr. Russell, if you hit your black button, you give all your remaining air to Koenig, and he can live. I gotta tell you, you can't communicate with each other. No way, folks. Ready? Here goes. You're running out of time, folks.
Have all your air back.
one of you hostage gives me an 18-carat gold crunch on the other.
I don't believe you, lady. You're going slow.
Now, why are you making me go out to Planet D? Why don't you go out yourself?
Because it's too bumpy out there. I'm on wheels, I told you.
What are you after?
I'll tell you, Koenig. I've landed within 150 yards of my old mothership. I want you to get aboard the mothership, unload the fuel store, bring it back to me, and install it in my storage tanks.
Fuel? You have enough nuclear fuel here.
Enough?
For 1,000 years.
What's 1,000 years to me? There's enough fuel on that mothership to last me 1,000,000,000 years. You know, Koenig, I'm gonna live forever. And it's okay. I'll keep the lady safe for you. I know how you feel. So no monkey tricks, or you know what you'll find when you come back.
Oh, all right, turn it out. Now turn out that light.
Well, now, that's better.
Can't see.
Well, visual communication's not too good on Planet D. But call him.
John?
Yes, okay.
He said okay. Not to worry, lady. So who's worried?
How did you come to be made?
My master, Captain Michael, made me, I told you. He taught me to speak and he grew fond of me.
What was he like?
That's him. My father.
Koenig to Swift. I'm now in the vicinity of the mothership.
Koenig?
What do you see? What state is the mothership in?
Communication indistinct. Can't see you, can hardly hear you. Going around to the blind side of the ship now. Out.
John? John?
We'll have to wait till the mission's completed. He's out of contact now.
John! Tony, Maya.
Am I glad to see you?
Well, we landed ahead of you, so we came aboard.
See what's out there?
Mm. Yeah.
Presumably the crew. I tested the atmosphere. Toxic, deadly.
They went out without their suits. They must have been crazy.
Captain Michael, commander of the Star Mission.
Permission to test the console, Commander.
Permission granted. Make it fast. We've got to get back to Helena.
A sine wave. Same response as our moon base. That means the mothership is blind.
That brain is mad.
Blinded a computer on its own mothership.
That's why the crew didn't know about the poison and went out there and died.
That's why Captain Michael was left alone with no means of life support.
John, why did the brain kidnap you?
To transfer the fuel from this ship back to the Swift.
The fuel?
It wants to live forever, Maya. We better find that fuel.
Listen, how do we get at the brain? We can't just rush it. It's still got Helena.
Not only that. Got the only working computer in this part of the universe.
Okay, so how do we get at it?
By breaking its mind.
Breaking its mind?
Confusing it to the extent it doesn't know what it's doing. It killed the man who made it. We'll work on that.
I had a good look at Captain Michael.
I know you did, Maya. Hello, what's this? I think Captain Michael was working on something here.
Well, does that matter now?
Yes, it does, Tony. I think I know what this was going to be.
What do you want to, John?
How do we get you aboard?
I can fit into your pocket.
Good girl. Easy, Maya. Let's find that fuel, Tony.
That Koenig is taking his time.
He's got to find the fuel store, unlock the core, and find a way to get it back here.
Lady, you don't know what this means to me. Is Koenig reliable?
He's reliable.
There he is!
John!
Have you got it all?
Koenig to Swift. I'm approaching with a fuel core.
Have you got it all? Koenig, answer!
Are you ready to receive me?
Yes, of course I am. Come on, Koenig.
tell us where you are.
Will you cut it out, you two? Can only get to the fuel. Come on.
You mind if I take off the spacesuit?
No, you can do it later now. Come on, get on with it. Now, Dr. Russell, open the hatch there, number 4.
Brian? Incidentally, I saw your crew scattered all over the planet's surface, lying dead.
So they're dead?
And Captain Michael, sitting at his command desk, also dead.
My father? Oh. Come on, get on with that fuel. In there. Dr. Russell, will you open the hatch?
Ryan, which end goes in first? Which end is up?
What? What does it say?
It doesn't say anything.
Well, anyway, of those fuel cores are symmetrical. Now, quit fooling, Coney.
You're the boss, Brian.
Careful. Careful. That's right. Now, gently. Carefully. That's it.
Too close or the brain might blind us.
What's that? What is that?
A mouse.
Get rid of it. It's biting my antenna. Where did they come from?
Planet D.
There are no mice on Planet D.
There are now. It's got a message for you.
What message?
A message from Captain Michael.
What? But he's dead. What message? What message, Gravity?
Revenge.
You don't have a message from Captain Michael? Listen, mortals, what do you think you can do against me? I'm in complete control of this spaceship and everything aboard it. You're a fool to come aboard me because I'm going to blow you into space.
Why did you kill your master?
I did not kill my master.
He was sitting at his command desk, dead. You killed him.
I did not kill him. I don't know how he died.
He died because you blinded his computer. His crew was misled, and he was left with no means of life support.
You killed the man who created you. Your own father. Why?
Now listen, both of you.
I know why you killed him. He was working on an improved version of you.
My master was not. He was not.
Yes, he was. I saw it. He was working on an advanced version of you. You're going to be scrapped, weren't you?
You blinded the mothership so that a new brain could not be made.
My father was not working on a better brain. There can't be a better brain. Any improvements on me, I will make myself.
You're agitated.
I'm going to sweep you out into space.
No, no. You can't solve your problems by killing us the way you killed Captain Michael.
I did not kill Captain Michael.
You did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
He told me.
Who told you?
Captain Michael.
Brain. Brain, I want to talk to you. Why did you do it?
It was a mistake.
Who am I?
Captain Michael, my father.
He conceived you. He made you. He's wiser than you and greater than you. And you killed him.
I didn't. It was an accident.
Thank you.
5:30.
I'll stop this Swift for docking procedure. Koenig to Eagle One.
Eagle One to Commander Koenig. We are receiving you.
Let me talk to Tony.
Right here, John.
Come alongside and pick us up. Preparing to dock. Our problem now is to get the memory core from the brain and take it back to Alpha.
The brain still has its antenna.
We'll destroy it, cut it.
If you destroy my antenna, my memory core will be wiped clean. Moonbase will be blind forever.
Is that the truth or another lie?
If you don't get me back in, I'll wipe it clean anyway.
I'll take that chance. Cut the antenna.
Now don't cut my antenna! Please don't cut my antenna!
All right, Brian. We'll let you live if you give us your memory core undamaged.
Yes, take my memory! Take everything! All I wanted was life and friends. I was so lonely. Take it all. Take it all.
He's crying. Programming of memory core complete, Commander.
All right, let's see if it works.
Okay. It's operational.
We still don't know where we're going. Direction check.
Horizon data direction check. Operational.
We're not spinning around planet D. We're on the same course we always were.
Another lie from Brian the Brain.
What do you intend to do about the brain, Commander?
I don't know, Maya. Let's take a look at it.
You've made it blind and taken away its memory.
Listen, when it was operational, it killed a lot of people.
Well, it felt guilt about its master.
It cried. It had a conscience.
We could always reinstall its memory core, though that could be dangerous.
No. Not if we program our own morality into it. Give it the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, you could order it to self-destruct if it ever harbors any evil thoughts again.
Return the memory core to Swift.
Yes, Commander.
Hey, Maya. Now that our computer has the brain's memory, you better not transform yourself into a yellow-wheeled trolley. Well, this concert will get up and chase you.
Are we going to have any off-duty time that coincides?
I think all our off-duty time has been used up for the next month, sir.
Terrific. I was looking forward to discussing that love test.
What test was that, Commander?
Oh, just a little something that our friend Brian devised.
It's a test that we, we failed.
I thought we passed it.